This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Bruce Bookout, and there's lots of reasons to look up. I was once asked at a local star party, how do we know the names of things in the sky? The answer is simple. Someone named it. Astronomical naming conventions depend on the object. Many bright stars, like Antares, have proper names that have been passed down since ancient times. Some stellar catalogs use the Bayer designation, where the brightest star in a constellation is named Alpha, and the next brightest Beta, and so on. Alpha Scorpii is the Bayer designation for Antares, the brightest star in the constellation Scorpius. Stars have multiple designations due to how they're measured in that catalog. Planets have been named after classical mythology. Planets around other stars, so far, have no agreed system for their names. Naming of moons follows an odd convention depending on the planet, such as Uranus's moons named after Shakespearean characters. If you want something named after yourself, discover a comet or a minor planet. You have about 10 years to submit that name for that object. It's one way to feed an astronomical ego. If you'd like to take a closer look at astronomical names or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in the sky, please visit krcc.org for a link to information on our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Bruce Bookout for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, telling you to keep looking up Southern Colorado.